Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, everyone. We thank the Lord once again for the blessing that it is for us all to be able to study together the Word of God, and especially as we are studying the Gospel of John, Yohanan, and we are still in the first chapter of this Gospel, and what a lesson it is for us to learn from this first chapter of this gospel that present before us the divine nature of the person of our Lord Jesus, our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. This is what the reason that the Apostle John provided for us this gospel by, of course, divine inspiration. And we are so blessed to be able to learn together this gospel, the Gospel of John. We are now in the first chapter. We are going to continue from where we stopped in our previous ministry meeting. And today we are in this ministry meeting in chapter 1 and verse 24. And I'm going to read verse 24 all the way, John 1, 24 to verse 34. And so we read, "And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they ask him," this is John, Yohanan, "they ask him and said unto him, Why baptize thou then, if thou be not that Mashiach, that Christ, or Eliyahu, Elijah, neither that prophet, Hanavi, Hahu? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latches I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beit Avera beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing." Verse 29. "The next day John sees Yeshua," Jesus, "coming unto him and says, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of this world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining, on him the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God, who ben ha-Elohim." These verses are wonderful, beloved friends. Dear brothers and sisters, that as we study the Gospel of John, you can see again and again how important the message that John presents before his hearers and readers. Because the main object of the Gospel of John is, you might say, to go beyond what Matthew, Mark, and Luke presented. The main object of the Gospel of Yohanan, John, is that those who hear and those who read will understand that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah. But not only the Messiah, the Christ, but also the Son of God, Ben Elohim. As we read at the end of the Gospel of John, in chapter 20 and verse 31, "But these are written that ye might believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." The Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, is indeed the Christ, the Christos in the Greek, which was taken from the Hebrew, the Mashiach, the Anointed One, the one that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that was promised in days of old to the prophets of Israel, that the Messiah will come, the Anointed One will come, and he will be the seed of the woman, the seed of Abraham, the seed of David, the descendant of the tribe of Judah, but he is indeed the Son of God. God the Son, the eternal Word, the eternal Logos, who became a man, the eternal Mimra, God the Son, who took upon himself human nature for the express purpose that whosoever will believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And as men, we're going to get to chapter 19 of this gospel in due time, and we will discover that he would have to give his life a ransom for many. He had to die as man in order to provide salvation for all humanity. And so we are in that portion of chapter 1 from verse 19 to verse 34, where Yohanan, that is John the Baptizer, is presenting before Israel the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, and he's taking them through verses from the Hebrew Scriptures which pointed to the coming of the Messiah. We have stopped in our previous message in John chapter 1 and verse 23, where John said, "I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord," as, notice that, said the prophet Yeshayahu Hanavi, Isaiah the prophet, have written and proclaimed to Israel that there will be one who would come to introduce the Messiah at his first coming. Also, Malachi have presented this in his last prophecy to Israel, where he himself said, and he wrote, "By the word of the Lord, behold my messenger." And here we see John the Baptizer, who is the messenger, who provide testimony concerning the person of the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. We read in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me." The "me" is God, but God the Son as man, who entered into this world through the Virgin Miriam, whose name is Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. So now, as John received these questions from the ones that came from the Pharisees, notice it says, verse 24, "And they which were sent were of the Pharisees," this is John 1:24, the Pharisees, the Purushim in Hebrew, the spiritual leaders of Israel, sent these ones that came down to the baptism where John the Baptizer was baptizing in the Jordan River, and they asked him, "Who are thou?" He said, "I am not the Mashiach." "Are you Eliyahu?" He said, "I am not." "Are you that prophet, Hanavi Hahu, the prophet that was spoken about by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18, and he says, "No, I'm a voice that is crying in the wilderness. The spiritual condition of Israel was very low in those days. There was anticipation of the coming Messiah, but the spiritual condition was so low that he said to them, John the Baptizer, he said, I'm a voice of one crying in a wilderness. Not only in the wilderness of Judea by the Jordan River, but also the wilderness of the heart condition. The condition of the heart was like a desert, like a dry land. And now the voice of John the Baptizer says, I am the voice that crying in the wilderness. I hope today that as you listen to my message today, that your heart is not a wilderness, that you seek to have a heart, a warm heart for the Lord, that you recognize that without God, without the Word, without the Messiah, without the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, you are in a dry and weary land. And in order to have assurance of salvation, you need the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And here is now, in the next verses, we find out how John ultimately present the person of the Lord himself. And so we read in the next verses. Verses 25, 26, 27, and 28, how those who came from Jerusalem, who came from the Pharisees, they ask him, notice in verse 25, and they said unto him, why baptize thou then, if thou be not the Messiah, nor Eliyahu, nor that prophet? In other words, John, why are you baptizing? And I want you to understand, it is water baptism. It is an immersion where it was very much customary in our Jewish life in days of old, even today, that immersion represent identification and cleansing. Even today in a Jewish world, the mikvah is where there is a washing and a cleansing, and symbolically it speaks of cleansing. And so John in his days was baptizing or immersing those who came to him in order to prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah, to prepare themselves because, as he said, make straight the way of the Lord. Because Isaiah have already proclaimed the need to make straight, to get yourself. The Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. And so they who came from the Pharisees were asking him this question in John 1 verse 25. If you are not the Messiah, and if you are not Eliyahu, Elijah, and if you are not that prophet that was spoken of in Deuteronomy by Moses, the promise that the prophet like unto him will rise up, then who are you? Why are you then baptizing? What do you seek? Why are you doing that? And so, beloved brothers and sisters, we learn from the previous Gospels in Matthew and Mark and Luke, especially there in Matthew, and look how John the Baptizer was raised by God to come and present the Messiah before Israel. He was the forerunner. He was the one who would prepare the way of the Lord, of the Messiah, of the Redeemer. We find out in Matthew chapter 3, in those days, verse 1, came John the Baptizer preaching, notice, in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Matthew 3 verse 2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Turn back to God. The kingdom is coming because the king is coming. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you notice that Matthew also quote what Isaiah said, this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John was a humble man, a servant of the God of Israel, you notice that he was not preaching in Yerushalayim, in the center, in the place where God set his name, because the spiritual state was so far from what God had intended. But he was preaching in a wilderness, in a desert. He was close, he says in verse 4 of Matthew chapter 3, that John had a raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loin, and his food was locust and wild honey. He was living in a desert. He was prepared by God to come to introduce the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus himself. Then it says here that all Jerusalem, they went out to him, Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about the Jordan, and they were baptized of him in the Jordan. Notice that, confessing their sins. So everyone came down to John, to the Yarden, to the Jordan, and they were confessing their sins. They were ready now to receive the Messiah, because John was going to introduce the Messiah. So there was an element from among the people of Israel that wanted to repent. They were confessing their sins. Matthew 3 and verse 6. Now again, the spiritual leaders of Israel, as it was told by the prophet Isaiah, they were not ready to accept the Messiah at his first coming. But there were a certain group from among the people of Israel, the ordinaries, who did have an anticipation that the Messiah is coming. Now, of course, beloved friend, you must understand that the anticipation was that the Messiah will deliver Israel out of the Roman who have oppressed our forefathers. And then they were seeking to be delivered from the Romans' oppression, but the Messiah had to come first of all to deal with the question of sin and to pay for sin by shedding his own life when he will die as a substitute on the cross. And so many came down, as it says in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 5, Jerusalem, Judea, the region around and about the Jordan River. They came now down to John the Baptizer, and they were baptized of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But the group that we are speaking about here in John chapter 1, who asked him these questions, were they which were sent from the Pharisees, verse 24. And they continue in verse 25, and they ask him, why are you baptizing then if you are not the Messiah, if you are not Eliyahu, if you are not one of that prophet? Why are you baptizing? Why are you doing that? And John answered to them, and you notice what we don't have in Matthew, we have in John, and what we don't have in John, we have in Matthew, because you can see how every evangelists present the Messiah from another way to center the attention on the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. While Matthew present him as the King of Israel, Mark present him as the servant of the Lord, Luke present him, the Messiah Yeshua, as the perfect man, but John, Yohanan, present him as God the Son. And that's why you can see sometime different presentation of him in different gospel, but every one of these evangelists, early Hebrew evangelists, wanted to present him in a way that the Spirit of God directed them. And that's why we have these wonderful four gospels. So he answered, John 1 verse 26, John answered them saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latches I am not worthy to unloose. Now you notice that in this first chapter of the Gospel of John, we have the fact that John is pointing to the one that is coming after him. He who is coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latches I am not worthy to unloose. But you notice at the same time, if we go back to the Gospel of Matthew, John the baptizer, Yohanan HaMatbil, really charged these ones who came from the Pharisees, and he said to them in verse 7, the second half of verse 7 of Matthew chapter 3, he said, "O generations of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Indeed, I baptize with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with a fire." You notice, beloved brothers and sisters, it is extremely interesting that some of the things that Matthew have included, the Gospel of John do not have it here, and we are not presented here through John the Evangelist by the Holy Spirit of God, and there is a reason. Because John, Yohanan, Apostle Yohanan, he is emphasizing in his book the deity of the Messiah, and he's dealing more with directing the attention to the Lord Jesus and his divine person, while Matthew and Mark and Luke present Yeshua Jesus in additional aspects as the king, as the servant, as the perfect man. And there we have additional information, such as, for example, in Matthew chapter 3, we read what John said to these spiritual leaders of the Pharisees. He called them generation of vipers. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? There is a wrath to come. There is judgment to come. He says, "Bring forth therefore a fruit meet for repentance." Now you see, the baptism of Yohanan HaMatbil, the baptism of John the Baptizer, was a baptism unto repentance. A baptism unto repentance. That is the Hebrew word teshuvah. A baptism letshuvah, to repent, lehi, to lashuv, to turn back. How often God said to Israel, "Shuvu, shuvu, shuvu, return, O Israel, return, O Israel." And today the Lord is saying to the church, to the body of Christ that have departed from him, return back to me, turn back to me. Because God do not want men to turn away from him. Even his own people who should be close to him, he doesn't want them to be away from him. That's why he says, return, shuvu, shuvu, repent. But you see, beloved friend, here we learn that the baptism of Yohanan is the baptism of repentance. Now, of course, later on, when the church was born, according to Acts chapter 2, the assembly, the ecclesia, the kehilah, Jewish and Gentiles united together in the body of Messiah of this present age in which we live in, we have what is called Christian baptism, or tvilam meshichit, is a baptism in the name of the Messiah who died, was buried, and rose again, is identification with the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who became the head of the assembly. But here John was baptizing unto repentance, that Israel will repent and accept the Lord Jesus, and the kingdom will be established. But of course, as we know, the nation of Israel as a nation did not repent nationally at that time, and the church was born. Once the church will be taken out of here, Israel will repent as a nation, and the kingdom will be established. This is seen very clearly throughout the prophetic word in the Hebrew scripture, throughout the feast that God had given to Israel, the spring feast and the fall feast, and we can see the two coming of the Messiah, the first one and the second one. In the first coming, Israel will not accept him. In the second coming, Israel will accept him. And we live today in this church age. But here we see the first coming of the Messiah, and he charging them to repent. And so you notice in chapter 1, he said the same word we read. The answer, he said, I baptize with water. But he that cometh is among you, whom you do not know, he who is coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latch I am not even worthy to unloose. Now you notice, that's why it stopped here in the Gospel of John, but in Matthew, I'm back to the Gospel of Matthew for the connection, beloved friends. You notice there, in the Gospel of Matthew, he said additional words of judgment. And he said, think not within yourself, O Abraham is our father, but I say unto you that God is able out of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He wanted his own people to be humbled before God and to be broken before God and to recognize it's not merely and only the physical relationship where we have with our father Abraham, but there must be both physical and spiritual. That's why he said that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And God is able because he's God. He can do all things. We are all dust in his hands. And God is able to do all things. And now notice what he continues in Matthew chapter 3, verse 10. And now also the axe is laid on the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth not fruit, good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. Judgment is coming for those who will reject the Messiah, Jesus. Yeshua.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.